Now, I won't have to tell many of you what bird and what particular Irish bird that is the sound of. That's the curlew with its haunting song. The reason why I'm playing that this morning is because today is World Curlew Day. And with me in the line to talk about this, we have Curlew Advisory Officer and National Parks and Wildlife Curlew Conservation Programme, Hubert Servigne. Yeah. Hubert, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining us in the programme this morning.
Very delighted to be on and thanks for having me on.
Tell me, look, a very important day and I know huge work has gone on over the last number of years in trying to resurrect and keep alive the native Irish breeding curlews. Tell me what's happening today.
Okay, what's happening today is myself and the team, as usual, we're out in the Stax Mountains here locally to survey and the last few remaining breeding curlew. And we also want to highlight and celebrate curlew for World Curlew Day, as you know, as you mentioned. And we are going to visit a few schools as well locally here in the Stacks, particularly in Lycropon, Knocknagoshel, Lochfooder, probably Crans as well near Castle Island, and go and talk to the children there and talk to them about the curlew and see, you know, if we can engage with the younger generations.
That's very important because it's about education and about information and about, I suppose, the local support to make sure the habitat's maintained to increase numbers, hopefully, Hubert.
Yeah, you're 100% there, Jerry. And it's about linking in with the younger generations. And you're talking about the habitat. And I want to really thank very warmly all the landowners and the local farmers. Well, they are very supportive of the program, of the curlew conservation program. They're central to conservation efforts, obviously. So that's very important. And visiting the schools for us, it's also a way of keeping flame alive, and let's hope that that generation, that school going is not the last generation that will know curlew to be in the plans in the Stacks and in many different parts of the country, because they are really in rapid decline now, and we're literally hanging by a thread with a handful of pairs here in the Stacks.
Yeah, and look, what do you do? What is the process? There's an issue, is there, of collecting eggs from the wild to incubate them artificially, then rear the chicks just to prevent, natural predation and protect them from that situation?
Well, our work, historically, we've been set up since 2017, is mostly to survey and monitor the breeding pairs of curlew, and when that's appropriate, also to try and minimize the impact of predation through... Yeah. Say sometimes fencing some of the nests, and the idea of what you mentioned there of head starting, that's something that's under scrutiny at the moment and consideration. It's a tool in conservation that has proven to be very beneficial for some species. So we want to actually the CCP is run by the Department of Housing, like the National Parks and Wildlife Service. We also have funding from the Department of Agriculture, and we've had great help from Fota Wildlife Park in Cork as well, who help us kind of research into this as well. So that could be an avenue as well. But at the moment, the work mostly focuses on work on the ground, trying to find, identify, and monitor those last.
If you want to get involved, Hubert, if you want to help, what can you do?
Well, I'll tell you what, we got great involvement from everybody down the country and especially in the Stax area. And we get lots of reports from people that, see or hear curlew. And we're very thankful for that. I'll actually give my number if that's appropriate. If
sure.
People, especially in the uplands here in the Stax, have heard or seen curlew in the past couple of weeks. So my number is 086-38-44797. And I'd be very thankful to get any reports of any sightings. Not really anything coastal, because any curlew that you see on the coast, they're not breeders.
They're not breeding. It's in the uplands, away from the coastline is the key area. Yeah.
Exactly, Okay. You have it,
Brilliant. Hubert, listen, we're going to leave it there. Best of luck with the work. 085-3844-797 if anyone sees or hears curlew inland areas. 086-384-4797. It's 086-384-4797. That's Uber serving, yeah, from the National Parks and Wildlife Service Curlew Conservation Programme. Give you your views on that. On the way, we actually have a listener says, Jerry, I saw and heard a curlew on my farm in the Glenorothery Mountains about 3 weeks ago. He flew just over my head, came to land just a few hundred yards from me. It's forestry that has caused the decline and the demise of the curlew. I took away most of its nesting and hunting ground, Mossy. That's Mossy's view on what's happened. But certainly habitat change has affected things, all right, that's for sure.